Iran's leader says all banking, financial and monetary sanctions must be lifted on the day of signing a nuclear agreement with the P5+1 group of countries. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the research and development projects of the country's nuclear program will continue. He rejected U.S. calls for long-term restrictions that would last for over a decade. The leader said Americans are seeking to destroy Iran's nuclear energy industry. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that Iran is after a just and fair nuclear deal in line with the nation's interests. Well, for more on this, let's go to London, talk to Jan Oberg, founder of transnational.org. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Oberg, why is it that it seems the U.S. is trying to evade lifting sanctions on Iran?
Well, I don't understand it intellectually and politically. The stakes are very, very high. This is totally unacceptable. What should have been done in the beginning of this whole crisis would be to have talked with each other, do something about the mistrust both ways, history from 53 and onwards. And then, as I've said earlier in this program, there is no substantial reasons ever for having had the sanctions, because the problem with the sanction instrument is they are very easy to impose, they are very difficult to raise, to lift. And that's where we are now. There's no doubt in my mind that with what has been achieved, also the old agreement from November, 1.5 years ago, it was Iran who took the big steps in the right direction, and the US basically took very few, very little steps. And now if due to the pressure from Israel or whatever it is, we are going to see a no agreement, this will be terrible for Iran, it'll be terrible for the West, it'll be terrible for the world. I'm intellectually embarrassed to see how this part of the world is acting in this moment when we are so close to a deal.
And with excessive demands put in place by the US to inspect Iran's military sites, I mean, which are not legal in fact, how optimistic are you that these nuclear talks will bear any fruit?
I'm not very optimistic anymore. I tried to be earlier, but I think the pressure put on Obama and Kerry, whom I think want a deal, is remarkable in a historical perspective. Here is an argument that it would be better for Israel or God knows whom to have a no deal than having a deal. The whole thing has been unfair from the beginning because your country, Iran, is not a nuclear weapons power and is a member of the NPT. Had there been trust, that would not have been a problem. That's the status of many other countries. Secondly, Israel is a nuclear power and not a member of the NPT, and nobody talks about limiting its activities. On the other hand, it's even getting a free license by the Western world to keep on threatening, to keep on expanding, to being an occupying power and all that. I have no views about Israel as such, but I'm just saying this is an example. And we've seen them in Iraq, we've seen them on Serbia, we see them today on Russia, and we see now the terrible consequences of the absolutely intellectual counterproductive sanctions instrument that is introduced everywhere by people who don't have the intellectual capacity to do something more intelligent.
And what if a nuclear deal is not reached? What then?
I don't know. But the risk of military confrontation will rise, will increase without a paper signing of a deal where the parties can at least point to what they have agreed on. If the parties are leaving the table without a deal, we are all in uncharted territory, and that is dangerous for the world. And I can, with my experience in Iraq and the sanctions on the Iraqi people for 13 years, I just cannot comprehend the idea that that should become the fate of the Iranian people who have done nothing wrong. The people are innocent. We can discuss leaderships everywhere in all countries, but we cannot discuss that ordinary citizens are innocent in these big political issues. And this is simply becoming a human rights issues of great proportions. And therefore, I've always been against sanctions. And I was against sanctions at this when it all started, because it is, sorry for my blunt language, a stupid instrument.
Indeed.
That does not bring us peace. That does not bring us trust. And it's one-sided. You know, Iran has not put up sanctions against the United States. What I am concerned about is, where are the other negotiators? This has boiled down in the media to an issue between the United States and Iran. Where is China? Where is Russia? Where is France? Where is Germany? Where is everybody whose common interest it is to have an agreement and not let the extreme forces in the U.S. Run away with this, or the extreme forces in Iran say this is wonderful if we keep up the sanctions because we can have more smuggling and you know, economic criminality. This is good for the world, for the whole world, for everyone. It's a plus-sum game if we get the sanctions lifted and we get a deal.
Indeed. Well, I'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Jan Åberg, founder of transnational.org from Lund. Thanks for your time there, sir.